Klingon word from the word.
The Tlichme Raj fallen dach jich dach bel dachme. Hija jich raj ekach inheritance. The lines have fallen to me in pleasant places. Yes, I have a good inheritance. In the movie When Harry Met Sally, Billy Crystal's character Harry always reads the last page of a book first because he wants to know how it turns out in case he dies before finishing it. Yeah, I can understand this wanting to know how things will turn out in life or in a book, and maybe you do too. Facing our uncertain future, it is easy to worry about outcomes. That's why David's faith is attractive. He knows how his story will turn out. He's sure that the lines have fallen to me in pleasant places. That means when the boundaries are drawn at last, what is his inheritance will be good, will be beldachme, pleasant places. Place, dach, is our Klingon word from the word for today. Thinking about our place and where we'll end up is an important theme in Scripture. Some might say it is the theme of the Bible. And you may have noticed this word, dach, showing up often in my podcast. That's the effect of the translate table method I've used for the Klingon language version. Because Klingon doesn't have prepositions, particularly like in or at, I made the locational suffix dach stand in for them. For quite a lot of words, really. Against, at, in, into, on, place, presence, and to. And the word dach really is the standalone noun for place. You hear this at work in a number of Klingon compound words. Bed is kong dach. Kong is the word for sleep. Table equals shopdach. Shop is the verb eat, so shopdach is an eating place, a table. And where is nukdach. Nuk is the question word what, so nukdach is what place, or where. If you tell your children to go to bed, you might use the dach suffix as well, and so you'd say kongdachdach yikong, in bed you sleep. As I've noted, the Klingon language version with its word replacement method for Klingonizing the World English Bible is a rough translation at best, so it isn't surprising to find a preponderance of dachs in a passage. And here's another note. The word place isn't really in this passage at all. It's used here as a helper word to complete the thought that the boundary lines will land in, the Hebrew word is na'im, pleasant, pleasant something. Just about every English translation completes that thought with the word pleasant place or land. Now, every translation, from the admittedly rough Klingon language version to the majestic King James or Douay, or modern paraphrases like the New Living Translation or the Message, must make decisions like this. Languages can't be mapped precisely one to another. In fact, I think there's a lot of value in using more than one. It's a way of triangulating beyond the work of any one set of translators to the meaning of the underlying text. By the way, if you have a printed copy of the King James, you can see where such interpolated words have been used. The King James version is usually printed with italicized words for the words the translators use to fill in. If you've got access to an online Bible, for example, the Bible tool at crosswire.org or the Blue Letter Bible, you can access electronic versions that let you link back to the original texts, much as I do for these studies. The place David expects to find as the end of the story is a pleasant one. Maybe happily ever after is a paraphrase one could use. This isn't to say that his life was an easy one. The dachme, places he had to go through, included slaying a giant, fighting for his kingdom, even battling his own children. Yet he found the confidence to say, I have a good inheritance. Not because he was deluded, but because he found through those difficulties he could trust God to help him through them. We don't know the details of our tomorrows, nor can we turn to the last page of our life story to find out how it will turn out. But we can take David's example and put our confidence in the one who will at last bring us to Beldachme, pleasant places. As Jesus reminds us, therefore don't be anxious for tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Each day's own evil is sufficient.
This has been Joel Anderson with a Klingon word from the Word. For more about the Klingon language version, please visit klv.mrklingon.org. For links to past shows, as well as other podcasts of interest, please visit klingonword.org. If you've got any questions or comments, send them to me, joel@klingonword.org. If you enjoyed this show, tell a friend. And please vote for the show on podcastalley.com. You'll find links on the show notes page. For more podcasts of interest, please visit godcast.org and the new StarQuest podcast network at sqpn.com. For daily scripture podcast, check out The Whole Truth and Verbum Domini. You'll find links at klingonword.org. The KLV is a relaxification of the World English Bible, which is spiritual freeware. Please visit ebible.org to find out how you can download free text and audio versions of the World English Bible. Thanks for listening.